It's revealed this week that goats can tell apart human facial expressions. And what's more, they prefer to interact with happy people, according to a new study from scientists at Queen Mary University of London. We knew animals domesticated for work, like dogs and horses, could do this to some extent, but no one had tested if animals domesticated for food purposes would be able to. I spoke to lead researcher Alan McElligott to find out how they did it.
So we used black and white photographs of two people, a man and a woman, and we used photographs of the same two people, either with angry facial expressions or happy facial expressions on photographs. We set up a small test enclosure. We started off with 35 goats, and in the training setup, the enclosure was small. It was only a couple of meters apart. But first of all, we wanted goats that would walk basically from one side of the enclosure to the other. So in the training phase, we had an assistant who had a small food reward, and we simply wanted to get the goat to explore their arena and go from one side to the other. But there were no photographs present in the training situation. So then we had 20 goats that actually passed that phase. And then in the testing phase, we put the photographs of the people on panels in the enclosure, and the goat had to go across, and we filmed the reaction of the goats.
What did you find?
In a big majority of cases, the goats tended to look at the happy face first and also spent longer investigating them. There was no effect of human gender, for example, and we also tested both male and female goats, and there was no effect of goat sex. So there seemed to be a strong preference. And I guess I was a little bit skeptical myself. I thought that they might react, but I also thought there was a possibility that they would completely ignore these photographs, or they might even go to the photographs and rip them off and chew them or something like that. But when I saw the trials happening, the goats actually really did stop and pay attention to the photographs.
What does this tell us about goats?
If you talk to goat farmers, they probably will not be surprised about the findings of this research, but there is a widespread public perception that goats and other livestock species are not particularly clever, or they might not be capable of distinguishing human facial expressions. So the overall importance is to raise awareness of the abilities of these animals. And in doing so, we hope that we improve animal welfare standards, actually, and people realize that if you are going to keep animals such as livestock, they should get the best possible care that we can give them.
Why would domestication lead to this ability in the goat?
That's a good question. I mean, at a basic level, goats are very motivated by food. It's probable that they've learned that they're more likely to end up getting a food reward from somebody with a happy face. But also, for example, the goats where we work at Buttercup Sanctuary for Goats in Kent, they're really used to having people around. And many of them, even if they're not looking for a food reward, like to interact with people. They like being stroked, for example. And so it's possible that they've also learned that simply by interacting with someone with a happy facial expression, they're more likely to have positive contact, like getting stroked.
What else did you find? Because I was looking at the paper and it struck me that there was something about goats preferring to go to the right face as well.
Yeah, so the effect was much stronger when it was on the right-hand side. We don't have a full explanation for that. I mean, we speculate and suggest that it is probably linked to the fact that they process this information with the left side of their brains, but the effect was much stronger when the happy face images were placed on the right-hand side of the enclosure. But overall, there was still a strong effect.
And what was it like working with goats?
Well, it's relatively easy to work with the goats at our study site, Buttercup Sanctuary for Goats, because they are habituated to people. So that's an important aspect of the research, because if you were working with animals that weren't used to being around people, if they couldn't do something, you wouldn't be sure if it was just that they couldn't do it or that they were too scared in the setup or something like that.
Right. My experience of goats has been mainly that they climb on your back and try and eat your hair.
Well, there is such a thing as goat yoga, which you've probably heard about. I got a call from somebody yesterday who said he had just been to a goat yoga session where...
Oh, no.
Well, they use little goats, not large ones.
What will they think of next? That was Alan McElligott, who's now at the University of Roehampton, and that work is out in the Royal Society Open Science.